In the November 8 general election, out of about 22 million registered California voters, just over 10 million or 46% cast ballots, according to unofficial results from the Secretary of State's office. Just over half of Orange County's 1.8 million voters cast ballots in the 2022 general election, per the county registrar. The state has an estimated 1 million ballots left to count, and Orange County has about 23,000 left as of 5 p.m. on November 18. U.S. Senate. Democratic Senator Alex Padilla is likely to retain his seat with 61% of the vote over Republican Mark Moiser, with 39% for the partial term vacated by then-Sen. Kamala Harris, which expires January 3, 2023. For the full term, Padilla leads Moiser's 38.9% with 61.1%. U.S. Representatives. 38th District, Democrat Linda Sanchez has a lead of 57.7% of the vote, compared to Republican Eric Ching with 42.3%. 40th District, Republican Young Kim leads with 56.9% of the vote over Democrat Asif Mahmood, with 43.1%. 45th District, Republican Michelle Steele has 52.6% of the vote against Democrat Jay Chen, who has 47.4% of the vote. 46th District, Democrat Lou Correa leads with 61.6% of the vote against Republican Christopher Gonzalez with 38.4%. 47th District, in a close race, Democrat Katie Porter had 51.6% of the vote against Republican Scott Baugh, who received 48.4%. 49th District, in another close race, Democrat Mike Levin holds 52.6% of the vote over Republican Brian Marriott, who has 47.4%. California Senate. 30th District, Republican Mitch Clemens trails with 39.6% of the vote against Democrat Bob Archuleta, who has 60.4%. 32nd District, Republican Kelly Sayarto is the likely winner with 62% of the vote compared to Democrat Brian Nash, who has 38%. 34th District, Democrat Tom Omberg is ahead with 58.6% of the vote against Republican Rhonda Shader, who has 41.4%. 36th District, Republican Janet Nguyen has 57% of the vote against Democrat Kim Carr, who has 43%. 38th District, Democrat Catherine Blakespear has 52.2% of the vote against Republican Matt Gunderson, who has 47.8%. California Assembly. 59th District, Republican Philip Chin has a commanding lead with 70.1% of the votes against Leon Sitt, who has 29.9%. 64th District, Democrat Blanca Pacheco is ahead with 60.9% of the vote, while Republican Raul Ortiz Jr. has 39.1%. 67th District, Republican Su Yu has fallen behind in a tight race with 46.8% of the vote against Democrat Sharon Cork Silva, who has 53.2%. 68th District, Democrat Avelino Valencia has 62.1% of the vote against Republican Mike Tardif, who has 37.9%. 70th District, Republican Tri Ta has 53.9% of the vote against Democrat Deidre Thursday Ha Nguyen, who has 46.1%. 71st District, Republican Matt Ron has 48.8% of the vote in a close race against Republican Kate Sanchez, who has 51.2%. 72nd District, Republican Diane Dixon is ahead with 56.3% of the vote against Democrat Judy Mancuso, who has 43.7%. 73rd District, Democrat Cotty Petrie Norris has 55.7% of the vote against Republican Stephen Choi, who received 44.3%. 74th District, Republican Lori Davis has 52.7% over Democrat Chris Duncan with 47.3%. Orange County Supervisors. 2nd District, in a close race, Vicente Sarmiento has 51.59% of the vote against Kim Nguyen, who has 48.41%. 4th District, Incumbent Doug Chafee leads with 55.47% of the vote, compared with Sonny Park, who has 44.53%. 5th District, Katrina Foley has a slight lead with 51.21% of the vote against Patricia Bates, who has 48.79%. Anaheim. Mayor Ashley Aitken is leading with 42.85% of the vote over Trevor O'Neill with 34.51%. Also in the running are Lori Galloway with 16.97% and Dick Lopez with just 5.67%. District 2, Carlos Leon has 50.36% of the vote, while Gloria Mai has 49.64%. District 3, Natalie Rubalcava looks to be heading toward victory with 57.99% over her opponent Al Jabbar with 42.01%. District 6, Natalie Meeks is winning with a landslide 70.83% over Hari Lal, who has 29.17%. Irvine. Mayor incumbent Farah Khan has a commanding lead of 37.71% of the vote over current runner-up Brenda Lynn with 27.56%. Also in the running are Simon Moon garnering 18.99%, Catherine Daigle with 9.17%, and Tom Common with 6.57%. City Council, winning the race for two open seats are incumbent Larry Agrin with 23.9% of the vote and Kathleen Tresider with 22.57%. Not far behind is incumbent Anthony Kuo with 21.01%, followed by John Park with 19.21%. Also in the running are Scott Hansen with 9.63% and Naveed Sadai with 3.69%. Huntington Beach. City Council, heading to victory is a conservative pact running for the four open seats. In the lead out of 18 candidates are Pat Burns with 13.6%, Tony Strickland with 13.44%, Gracie van der Mark with 12.35%, and Casey McKeon with 12.22%. The three current runner-ups are teachers Gina Clayton Tarvin holding 7.89%, Jill Hardy with 7.58%, and Kenneth Inouye with 7.31%. City Attorney, winning his re-election is incumbent Michael Gates with 63.71% of the vote over Scott Field, who has 36.29%. Costa Mesa. Mayor, incumbent John Stevens has a lead of 54.48% over John Moorlock with 45.52%. District 3, incumbent Andrea Marr has a slight lead of 44.31% over John Thomas Patton with 42.77%. Also in the running is Jorge Myron with 12.93%. District 4, with no opposition, incumbent Manuel Chavez is on his way to re-election. District 5, incumbent Arliss Reynolds has a lead of 63.58% over Robert Dixon, who has 36.42%. Newport Beach. District 1, Joe Stapleton has a lead of 64.03% over Tom Miller with 35.97%. District 3, Eric Weigand has 57.02% of the vote against Jim Mosher with 26.65% and Amy Peters with 16.32%. District 4, with no opposition, incumbent Robin Grant is on her way to re-election. District 6, Lauren Kleiman has a lead of 55.09% over incumbent Joy Brenner with 44.91%. Laguna Niguel. City Council, Stephanie Otto and Ray Genowee are in the lead for the City Council's two open seats in the at-large election with 23.8% and 21.72% of the vote, respectively. Nipping at their heels is Stephanie Winstead with 20.34%, followed by Jeff Von Waldbug with 17.18%, Javad Mokberry with 9.92%, Melissa Caldwell garnering 6.24%, and lastly Randall Morton with 0.8%. Capistrano Unified School District. Area 2, Michael Parham has 45.69% of the vote over Kira Davis with 40.92%. Behind them is Jessica Hubbard with 13.39%. Area 4, Gary Pritchard has 49.36% of the vote against Jim Glantz, who has 41.81%. Darren Patel has 8.84%. Area 7, Judy Bulakis is up by 54.4% over Jeanette Contreras, who has 45.6%. Irvine Unified School District. Area 2, Katie McEwen has a lead of 66.19% of the vote over opponents Deborah Com with 25.03% and Marlene Bronson with 8.77%. Newport Mesa Unified School District. Area 2, Michelle Murphy is on her way to victory with 59.83% of the vote over her opponent Danielle Mills, who has 40.17%. Area 4, Lisa Pearson is the likely winner, garnering 56.91% of the vote against Barbara George with 34.09% and Kristen Nicole Valle with 9.01%. Area 5, incumbent Michelle Barto has 64.58% of the vote over Raina Shabesta with 35.42%. Area 7, incumbent Ashley Anderson has a major lead on her opponents with 58.8%, compared with Kristen Seaburn with 26.77% and Vicky Rodriguez with 14.44%. Local ballot measures. G. Capistrano Unified School District SFID No. 3 bond measure, losing 53.43% to 46.57%. H. Santa Ana Unified School District term limits, winning 87.29% to 12.71%. I. City of Aliso Viejo, counselor term limits, winning 84.8% to 15.2%. J. City of Anaheim, Anaheim hotel tax, winning 59.24% to 40.76%. K. City of Costa Mesa, ordinance to revitalize commercial and industrial areas and protect residential neighborhoods, losing 50.2% 49.8%. L. City of Huntington Beach, Charter Amendment Measure 1, losing 58.26% to 41.74%. M. City of Huntington Beach, Charter Amendment Measure 2, losing 60.97% to 39.03%. N. City of Huntington Beach, Charter Amendment Measure 3, winning 54.65% to 45.35%. O. City of Huntington Beach, taxation on cannabis businesses, yes votes at 54.24% and no votes at 45.76%. P. City of La Palma, La Palma City Services Measure, winning 71.12% to 28.88%. Q. City of Laguna Beach, Municipal Code Amendment to create an overlay zoning district and require voter approval of major development projects, losing 64.27% to 35.73%. R. City of Laguna Beach, Municipal Code Amendment to create a hotel development overlay zoning district and require voter approval of hotel development projects, losing 70.07% to 29.93%. S. City of Laguna Beach, Municipal Code Amendment to create a minimum wage and workplace standards and protections for hotel employees, losing 67.89% to 32.11%. T. City of Laguna Woods, Cannabis Business Tax Ordinance, winning 61.08% to 38.92%. U. City of San Clemente, Appointive City Clerk, winning 53.14% to 46.86%. V. City of San Clemente, Appointive City Treasurer, winning 50.82% to 49.18%. W. City of Santa Ana, Santa Ana Business License Tax Equity and Flexible Tax Holiday, winning 64.84% to 35.16%. X. City of Santa Ana, Charter Amendments, winning 75.45% to 24.55%. Y. City of Westminster, No Tax Increase Local Services Measure, winning 70.08% to 29.92%. Z. City of Yorba Linda, Housing Element Implementation General Plan Amendments and Rezoning, losing 75.29% to 24.71%.